right foot up, left foot slide, left foot up.
It is New Music Friday, friends, and you know what that means? Listening party time, which is literally my favorite time of the week. I'm so ready for this, and I'm so Chelsea Briggs.
And I am so Fernando Ventura. Welcome to Billboard's first stream live for April 3rd, 2020. While we're all social distancing and staying safe, we're still going to come together as we take you through this week's biggest new releases. We're so safe, Chelsea. I am hundreds of miles away from you right now.
So we just heard a snippet of Drake's new track. So excited. There's new music from Drake out, which we're going to dive into in just a few seconds. But Fernando, I have a challenge for you, okay?
Okay.
So promise me that you will get your 2C slide on tonight. It's the night, and actually, you can't say no. You're going to do it, right?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, if it's going to lift people's spirits at a time where we really need it, I'm there. I'm there for you, America.
Look at you. Taking one for the team. Okay, well, we've also got new music from Troye Sivan, Sam Hunt, Steve Aoki, and I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, Lindsay Lohan is back.
Plus, we're going to be talking DaBaby, Young Thug, Thundercat, and a lot more. But first, Chelsea, while I mentally and physically prepare myself for this dance thing you just roped me into.
Do some stretching. You'll be fine.
Drizzy himself has a bit to say. Let's listen to him right now.
I love, you know, all the little ditties and all the little jingles that the kids are doing, you know, on their SoundCloud or the other thing, the Tark Tape. That's right, yes.
All right, so that was Drake being interviewed by Lil Yachty as Bopra in the song Oprah's Bank Account. It's in the video. If you haven't seen it yet, check it out. It is very, very entertaining. I live for it. But you know what? Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Drake really knows his social media, his TikTok. I mean, just last month, we were all about the Flip the Switch challenge to his 2018 single, Nonstop. And then a preview of his new song started dominating the app this week, especially for social media influencer 2C, who played the track on Twitter as part of his quarantine choreography. I heard it and I was like, whoa, is that a new Drake song? And then I saw it and I was like, oh, that's a new Drake dance I have to learn now. And
yep,
I did
and we got
do
it. Fans have been recording their best renditions of a 2C slide ever since. I mean, the thing has gone crazy. And now we have the full track. It's Drake's first lead record of 2020 on streaming services. Even though he's provided us with some new music already this year, including When to Say When and Chicago Freestyle.
Women, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo.
Plus, he's been featured on cuts like Lil Yachty's track and Future's Life Is Good.
Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Caught me slipping once, okay, so what?
The time's now, Fernando.
I thought you would
Let's
forget.
Let's show us that 2C slide. You got this.
Up, kick, back, kick, slide.
Listeners, I feel sorry you didn't see that because it was very entertaining, but also, it's probably good you didn't.
Buckles on a jacket, it's elite. Nike crossbody got a piece in it. Gotta dance, but it's really on some street. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide, left foot up, right foot slide.
So much for so long, out of sight, out of mind. Girl, you're looking so good, it's driving me out of mind. Oh, you're breaking my heart, baby. You're playing hard to forget.
All right, we are listening to Hard to Forget, and while he may have been out of sight for just a little bit, he was, of course, never out of mind. You know, I'm talking about Sam Hunt, who is back with his highly anticipated sophomore album and first full-length project since 2014, which is totally crazy. He's basically been releasing tracks slowly, one by one. Now, the album itself is called Southside, and it features the recent country airplay number one hit, Kinfolks, along with his biggest track to date. Fernando, you know what I'm talking about. It's one of your favorites. It's one of my favorites.
Body like a back road.
That's right.
Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed.
And we can't forget the vulnerable 2016 where he confesses his regrets about a former relationship. Sam calls it his most honest song he's ever released.
And our love is good as new. I'd take 2016 and give it back to you.
Now, before delivering the new LP, Sam took a break from music for a couple of years, and in a recent interview, he talked to Billboard's Annie Reuter about what it was like to get back into the songwriting groove.
Songwriting's like playing a sport, you know. Yeah. Take time off, you're going to be rusty when you come back, so you have to exercise, work out, practice, and do it a lot, stay efficient at it. So I think it hurt more than it helped in the beginning, but I think that break, I certainly was not burnt out on writing, and I was really inspired once I got back in the groove, got back into that zone, which took a little while. You know, like now, for instance, I'm really inspired to write, to continue writing, but it took a little bit of time to get back in the swing of it.
All right, we are moving on now to Troy Sivan's Take Yourself Home. And right away, I mean, that is a title we can all relate to at this very moment because we are all very much at home.
I wish I could go somewhere so I could actually take myself home.
I know, but still relatable. Well, on the new track, Troy confronts depression with an acoustic guitar. And, you know, hours before he released it, he went on social media and said, "Guys, I'm scared. I'm scared to release this." And he was saying basically because it is such a personal song to him. Now, according to Troy, and I quote, "The song is kind of a pep talk with yourself and the place you're from, grappling with your place in the world as life and places change and relationships change. Songs can take on a new meaning entirely. Clearly that has happened for this song with what is going on in the world right now."
And meanwhile, Troy's also using his platform to promote freelance artists who are losing work due to the coronavirus. Some of the visuals for the lyric video and the song's pre-save page, along with an exclusive line of t-shirts, were sourced from Instagram artists, and all proceeds from the new merch will be donated to COVID-19 relief funds. Really cool thing that Troy is doing. And it isn't really a surprise, though. Troy's always been someone who looks to support his community first, and he did that when he spoke to Billboard about his advice for young LGBTQ people.
"My advice to young LGBT people would be take your time to figure yourself out. You know, I think that the most important thing is knowing yourself and getting to a point where you feel comfortable enough that no matter what life throws at you, that you're kind of equipped to deal with that personally. Regardless of how your immediate world takes it, there is 100% a world out there where people are going to love you for exactly who you are."
"One thing I can say about life, certain situations make people do the unthinkable, especially when situations affect the people most important to you."
And next up, DaBaby is giving us a more somber side in the video for his new single, "Find My Way." In the 10-minute short film, he delivers the opening monologue we just heard, but then goes full Bonnie and Clyde in a crime spree with his girlfriend, played by social media influencer B. Simone. "Find My Way" is DaBaby's first solo music since he released his sophomore album, Kirk, last September. His most recent collaboration is Lil Yachty's Oprah's Bank Account. I think we talked about that a bit earlier, didn't we?
Definitely did.
And he was featured there along with Drake, but let's listen now to the new track. Here's "Find My Way."
"I had this bitch, we used to kick it, she was feeling baby. She stepped on my yard, had me feeling basic. You know how people like to come back when you level up. I made a change, you stayed the same, I got ahead of ya. Plus I've been trying to free some time up in my schedule, but when opportunity knocking, I never say no."
So we mentioned Kirk, which gave DaBaby his first number one on the Billboard 200 albums chart. Here he is telling Billboard about the inspiration for the LP and the title, which comes from his father and his real last name. Take a listen.
"What was the inspiration behind your album, Kirk? My father. My father, my last name, and the legacy that just had to be left, you know, had to be left with it. So, you know, that's what this album's all about. It's about me, my DNA, my upbringing, what I know, what I don't know, what I wish to learn, what knowledge I wish to see, what knowledge I already received, and what I've turned into with that knowledge. So that's what it's all about, Kirk."
All right, we are moving on now to the high-powered team-up of Young Thug, Gunna, and Turbo, who have delivered a new track this week with a title tailor-made for our times. It's called Quarantine Clean.
"You know, quarantine clean, so relax.
Super clean, BBA. Gotta go to make a cat got millions. yeah, come on, come on. Shady slimy baby, yeah, yeah, gonna diamond dancing daily, yeah, yeah, bonus.
Speaking of Gunna, let's check out a little of this Billboard interview with the rapper where he talked about the inspiration behind his music.
The inspiration behind my music, I guess my voice, like my voice would be like the inspiration behind my music, because like when I heard my voice, like listening to myself playing it back to back, like I just want to always perfect it, you know?
Attention Lindsay Lohan fans, she is, yeah, you're ready for this?
Oh, I loved Rumors. That was my song, girl. That's my
well,
jam.
Guess what, Fernando? Great news for you. Lilo is officially back. So Lindsay has returned to music by dropping her new single, Back to Me. Now, this marks her first new song since last September's, which is now deleted, Xanax featuring Alma. And it's her first official single since Bossy way, way, way back in 2008.
And that's how it is. I'm just a little bossy.
Her last album was 2005's A Little More Personal, Raw, but she's been teasing a possible third studio album. While we wait on the details on that, let's take a listen to the new track, you guys. Here is Lindsay Lohan, Back to Me.
My life is full of ripped up pages. I've been weak, contagious, but I'm coming back. I'm coming back to me. Oh, but I know that everything changes. All things turn to basics. Now I'm coming back. I'm coming back to me.
Colombian artist Karol G dropped a new song called Follow in collaboration with her boyfriend Anuel AA. Produced by Ovi on the drums, Follow is a fusion of old-school reggae roots and sensual urban melodies about two people who like each other but are playing hard to get. According to Karol G, the track was recorded at the couple's Miami home during the quarantine. They also shared a homemade music video, which is super awesome. You should watch it ASAP. But for now, let's check out the song itself. Here is Follow.
Y nunca salgo de tu Instagram, pero tú no me das follow.
No sé de dónde saliste, pero tú eres un descaro.
Last year, Billboard spoke to the awesome couple about a wide range of topics. Here they are talking about their first kiss on stage. Aww.
Cuando yo vi por primera vez a Noel cantando en vivo en un concierto de él, me lo besé. Que fue el beso que todo el mundo vio. Entonces, pero en realidad eso fue lo que pasó la primera vez que lo vi. Sí. Fue el primer concierto que yo asistí de él.
Si puedo soportar lo que siento.
Next up, after debuting two new tracks during a New York club event in October, Frank Ocean finally began shipping remixes of the songs last week. Fans could pre-order 7-inch vinyl versions of Dear April and Cayendo, with the acoustic versions as A-sides and the remixes as B-sides. But neither song had been released to streaming or download services until now. The acoustic takes are out and available. We just heard the acoustic version of Cayendo. And now let's check out the second track. Here's Frank Ocean with Dear April.
Like you took these strangers and our two strange lives. It made us new. It took us through.
Síguelo.
That is Steve Aoki and Maluma with Maldad from Steve's latest full-length set, Neon Future 4, which dropped this week. The producer DJ came up with the term Neon Future back in 2014 and has since used it in the titles of four of his six studio albums, as well as a comic book series about a future where humans live in harmony with technology.
The new LP features a unique list of collaborators. Get this, Fernando, it's kind of crazy. Sting.
All right. Yes.
Backstreet Boys, Will.i.am,
yes, yes.
Maluma, Zooey Deschanel, Darren Criss. The list honestly goes on. So let's go ahead and listen to one of our favorite tracks right now. Monsta X fans, you know what we're talking about. Yes, yes, yes. Here are the boys on Play It Cool.
Baby, I like the way that you can move around the place. And when you're dancing in my face, oh, I just play it cool.
Billboard's Katie Bain spoke to Steve Aoki this week, actually, about the new project, and here's what he had to say about the concept of Neon Future and the new record.
It's a continuation of my fascination, passion, obsession with where I think we're going in the future. The idea behind what Neon Future means to me is it's a future where technology and our humanity will merge, where using technology to eventually like live indefinitely, to use our technology to expand our creativity, to do things that we couldn't do just with our, you know, just with our human body.
She go home in a taxi, yo, won't even get that b- too, huh? Spend a little bag on my jewelry.
And my wrist is sick. Your pockets fit.
We were just talking about DaBaby, and yes, here he is again on Rich the Kid's Sick. That track is from Rich's third LP, Boss Man, which dropped last month and features a true all-star guest lineup. We're talking Nicki For Minaj, sure. Post Malone, Quavo, Lil TJ, oh and gosh. London on the track. And Lil Baby's on there too, appearing on mm-hmm. Stuck Together. On Wednesday, Rich decided to throw a new superstar into the mix. He added Future to a new version of that track. Let's take a listen to that right now. Here is Stuck Together from Rich the Kid featuring Lil Baby and Future.
All this paper like I want a settlement. You get money, but I'm out your element. You done wiped up with that, I would never kiss. You be hanging with Reds, who be telling number one on the top of the rap list, but I never get into the politics.
Now, another guest on Boss Man is Youngboy Never Broke Again, who's featured on two songs, Racks On and Money Talk.
I need hurdles on a race now. Watch that money talk.
Now, earlier last month, Rich the Kid visited Billboard's offices and talked to our own Karl Lamar about working with Youngboy Never Broke Again and gave some hints about new music on the way.
You and Youngboy, I'll be seeing y'all on the gram stunting. Dope chemistry, man. Why do you feel like you and him team up so well together when y'all in the studio?
You know, it's just the vibe, you know what I'm saying? When we get in there, just feed off each other and go right in.
How many tracks y'all sitting on, man?
Probably like 9, 10 or some
shit. Be on the lookout for that. 9, 10 tracks, that's pretty big. How many unreleased songs do you have?
I got a whole like Boss Man Part 2 I'm working on, so I already got like halfway done on the next album.
I just wanna know how you feel. Tell me, am I doing it right?
That's Dragon Ball Durag from Thundercat, aka Steven Bruner's fourth album, It Is What It Is. The
yes,
record
it is.
Arrived today, and it was produced by Flying Lotus. Thundercat's trademark absurdist humor is still there. I mean, you got to check out this video where he crawls out of a dumpster to dance for and, weirdly, try to seduce the Haim sisters.
Interesting.
But this is also a project influenced by heartache and loss, specifically the 2018 death of Thundercat's close friend and collaborator, Mac Miller. Fair Chance featuring Ty Dolla $ign and Lil B is a touching single about Mac. Let's take a listen to it right now.
Yesterday, keep my head above water, eyes getting bigger, the world getting smaller, I've been getting richer, only made me crazy.
Russ Carano spoke to Thundercat recently for Billboard. You should head to billboard.com to check out the whole entire thing. It's really great. But let's listen now to Thundercat talking about bonding with Lil B and his hopes for future collaborations.
I remember the first time I met Lil B, he pulls up in a Fiat, a little small Steve Urkel car with Chinese food. And I mean, you know, he pulls up to my apartment, which the door is just hanging open. There's like beans and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like two feral cats. You know, the windows are all shot out because I've just been shooting airsoft guns at the... It's just like DVDs all over the floor. And he pulls up and he just sits down and we just have a talk about life. Something had happened in his life that was really intense, like something... I forget the exact thing, but I remember he was just kind of tripping out. But we, that's how we started. And we would always then from there always be like, man, we got to try to figure out this way, this... making music and stuff.
Yeah.
I want to do a whole entire album with Lil B of him just singing.
Yeah.
And me playing. I mean, you know, that's a dream. You know, create music to Lil B's voice.
And finally,
it's like rain.
Do we even have to say what we're listening to right now? Oh, it's so good. I love the song. One of my all-time favorites. That's Icon, Alanis Morissette's Ironic, which was covered last weekend by rapper Tierra Whack. Now, Tierra filtered the song through a coronavirus lens to make another quarantine anthem called Stuck.
I need some love,
And let's go ahead and flash back now to my interview with Tierra at Billboard's 2018 Women in Music event, where we discussed the tendency of some to pit female rappers against each other. I feel like there's, you know, with Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, I feel like a lot of times people, they try to pit them against each other, and it's all about there being only one female rap artist. But for you, like, what, how do we change that narrative, do you think?
I just feel like we just have to give our all, you know? Like, I don't really think about boxes or boundaries. I show up and I show out. I'm just myself. So I don't really think about female, male, you know? I'm just doing me, and whatever people want to say, they're going to say it, but I'm giving all I got, so.
Well, Fernando, we laughed, we cried, we danced. Well, actually, just you danced.
Yeah, I'm still dancing right now. I'm sorry you can't see that, listeners.
I don't think they want to see it all, but I actually would pay to see you fanboy over Lindsay Lohan again, because that was pretty epic.
All right, how much you got? Venmo me, girl.
All right, wash your hands, stay indoors, stay safe, and we'll be back to enjoy some more new music with you, of course, next week.
I'm the dancing Fernando Ventura.
I'm the laughing at the dancing Fernando Ventura, Chelsea Briggs. We'll see you next time on First Stream Live.